USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new COVID-19 variant has prompted the Biden administration to announce travel restrictions from South Africa and other South African countries. The strain, which is now called Omicron, has been identified as a variant of concern by the WHO. The EU is taking similar steps on travel restrictions along with the UK and Canada. The US restrictions do not apply to American citizens. President Biden says he's concerned about reports of a military buildup by Russia along its border with Ukraine. There are also reports of a failed coup plot against the president of Ukraine.
I am concerned. Look, we support Ukraine's territorial integrity. We support Ukraine's ability to govern itself.
President Biden is in Nantucket, Massachusetts over the holiday weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lisvanaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials. The rescuer was found as operations continued at the coal mine after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. Officials say the explosion may have been caused by methane gas. The victims of the coal mine explosion suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case. 43 miners have been hospitalized, with four of them listed in serious condition. After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue, with not one but two storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Christmas season has officially begun. USA Radio's Tim Berg has some safety tips about shopping online.
Americans are already getting a jump on their Christmas shopping. While gobbling their Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, Adobe Analytics says customers spent $5.1 billion while shopping online. As for the entire holiday season, Adobe is looking for Americans to spend $207 billion while doing their online shopping. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online for online criminals.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stephen Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. He was responsible for many classics, including Send in the Clowns, which was a hit for Judy Collins in 1973. Other works of Sondheim include West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods. A new film adaptation of his musical West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg, is scheduled to have its world premiere in New York City on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.